There was one incident where there on the board there was a note that said we had been studying how to do letters, and there was a thing that says get out of town or else. Well, I got a letter, and the letter said get out of town or else, but the envelope was all, it wasn't done right. I put it up on the bulletin board. I didn't think too much about it. I put it up on the bulletin board, say, here's somebody who doesn't know how to address a letter and doesn't know how to write a letter, and I put it up on the bulletin board. Then I got all of these calls start coming in. Of course, somebody told the principal, and this was at Leo School. Of course, I was the only black teacher at Leo School at that particular time. They went through the FBI. I didn't, because I didn't know they had an FBI in Urbana. Had to take letter writing samples from all the kids. They came in, they did this investigating because they were afraid because they were desegregating the schools. Of the parents' handwriting, of the other kind of thing. But I use it for a letter writing thing. And of course, everybody was more upset, I guess, maybe than I was. My thing was, well, there's some kid in here that I haven't taught how to address an envelope. The FBI came, they took all of these, now if they found out something, they didn't tell me. But it had to be at least 10 or 12 years later that I got this note. I was a principal, that I was a teacher when I did this, as I was a principal of one of the students that was writing to apologize to me for writing this letter. She had been born again, and she had written this particular letter, and she said, I really liked you, but you had somehow or other, I had reprimanded her for something that particular day.